It's Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio.
There are not enough proverbs in the world for everything that is proverbial.
That's what they say. University of Michigan English professor Ann Curzan joins us now. Hi, Ann.
Hello, Rena.
We really enjoy using that phrase, the proverbial fill in the blank in America, don't we?
We do seem to enjoy it. You can find it all over the place, both in spoken English and written English.
Where'd it come from?
It goes all the way back to 1475. And when it first shows up in English, it does mean resembling or characteristic of a proverb or expressed in a proverb. So you get things like proverbial wisdom or a proverbial saying, and that's pretty literal. That's a saying that is a proverb. Over time, it starts to weaken. And by the late 16th century, 17th century, it's starting to come to refer to something that is well known or like a proverb, but not necessarily a proverb.
Like the calm before the storm, the needle in the haystack, or the last straw, the proverbial light bulb. We have them for every expression, any occasion.
Well, I went and looked in the Corpus of Contemporary American English, which is a database free online, to see how are people using proverbial. And I found all kinds of great expressions, some of which are more proverbial than others. So you can find things like this example I found. Readers are cautioned not to throw out the proverbial baby with the bathwater. Now, that we could consider a proverb, don't throw the baby out with the bathwater.
Right.
But we also get the proverbial calm before the storm, the proverbial straw that broke the camel's back, clean as the proverbial whistle, the proverbial icing on the cake. In other words, you seem to be getting proverbial to refer to anything that is idiomatic.
Does it add anything to writing or conversation?
I've been thinking about this. When I saw how often we're using it, I thought, why would we do that? I think perhaps what it does is, as a speaker or writer, it shows that you are self-aware, that you're aware that you're using something that is perhaps a cliche, but you're going to use it anyway.
So are we using these as often as in history, or is it on the decline?
I went and checked in Google Books using the Ngram viewer, and what I found was that the word proverbial has been declining since the mid-19th century. So you get sort of a steady decline, but then starting in the 1990s, you get a little upswing, and right now we still appear to be on the upswing.
So what's the difference between this proverbial expression or an idiom?
I think it can be a fine line. Many definitions of proverbs will say that it's a short expression that captures something we take to be a truth or a piece of wisdom, whereas an idiom can just be a fixed expression, doesn't necessarily have to be a piece of wisdom.
Well, the truth is we're out of time. As always, thank you so much, Anne.
Thanks, Rena.